From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, journalist Miles O'Brien, whose latest reporting is on life after an amputation, his own.
But first, to today's jobs report from the Labor Department, it shows the U.S. economy added a net 288,000 jobs last month, making it now 5 months in a row that employment has grown in this country by more than 200,000, a streak we haven't seen since the late 1990s. The unemployment rate fell to 6.1%. That is the lowest level since September of 2008. For more on these numbers, we're joined from New York by Bloomberg's Bob Moon. Bob, welcome back.
Good day, Jeremy.
And these look like pretty good numbers, are they?
Yeah, let's just say they were beyond expectations. We surveyed economists ahead of time here at Bloomberg, and the median forecast had been for a payroll increase of 215,000. So 288,000 was considerably above that. And on top of that, we got a revision of the gain in the prior month to 224,000, and that was more than previously estimated. So some strong employment growth indeed.
And the month before that, April, was revised up to 304,000.
Yeah, it's all pretty strong news, although there are some holes.
Well, tell us about those holes. What are they?
Well, one of the things is average hourly earnings rose by 0.2% for a second month to $24.45 in June from the prior month, and increased 2% over the past 12 months. This area is still a big concern for a lot of economists who are still waiting to see much stronger numbers. We spoke to J.P. Morgan Chase senior economist James Glassman, and he zeroed in right away on this as a disappointment.
It still feels like we are in a cyclical recovery. We're getting there. We're probably in the sixth inning of this recovery, and the wage trends are still pretty moderate. So people are getting jobs, but there's really not a lot going on yet on the pay side.
Now, the hope is that the labor market is showing signs of tightening, and that's bound to bring wage growth higher because employers are going to have to start competing more for the best workers.
And, Bob, if you look at the sectors that are hiring, what are we seeing?
Well, factories took on the most workers in 4 months by 16,000 in June. Payrolls at private service providers climbed by the most since October 2012. And retailers took on 40,000 employees. So it's pretty much across the board.
What about long-term unemployed, Bob? That has been a real problem. Even as the economy has gotten better and job growth has picked up, there have been a lot of people who've been out of work for 6 months or more who just cannot seem to find jobs.
Yeah, officially, this is the number of people out of work for 27 weeks or longer. It's down to just over 3 million long-term jobless now. Compare that to 3 years ago. The number was 6 million. Or put another way, the number decreased as a percentage of all jobless to around 33%, and that's the lowest since June of 2009.
And what about participation in the labor market, Bob? This is one of the things that we've seen over many jobs reports is the number might be good, but a lot of people are dropping out of the labor force. Is that happening here?
Yeah, this is the share of working age people in the labor force, and that held steady this time around. It's now 62.8%.
So not people dropping out then?
Not a lot.
Well, what does this mean for the Federal Reserve as they try to figure out how much to pull back on these extraordinary stimulus measures that have been in place since the financial crisis?
Well, that's one of the reasons that economists are watching so closely that wage growth number, because Fed Chair Janet Yellen has said that she's expecting consumer spending is going to continue to grow at a healthy rate, and that should help the recovery. If we don't see that wage growth develop, then that would call into question this whole scenario. But right now, they're waiting to see improved consumer spending.
So not expecting interest rates to rise anytime soon?
Not anytime soon, although we did see the yield on both the short-term and long-term rates rise right after these numbers came out. So Wall Street is betting that there could be some change.
Bloomberg correspondent Bob Moon joining us from New York with the latest on today's jobs report. Bob, thanks so much.
Jeremy, thank you.